This is Tributaries. Here we are listening to Dr. Bradford Keeney's gift he's sharing free on the web, the world of spirit, outside the radar of scientific measurement, where the highest transformative teachings are dispersed. So in all manner of the words, stay tuned.
Sanctified church simply say, we can't get enough of God. That's what it means when God has a hold on you. God has a rope. Yes, God has a rope, and it's hanging over you now, trying to lasso you and pull you into glory. There's a rope right above you. Reach up, grab hold of it.
Dr. Bradford Keeney, MD, Mojo Doctor, welcome. Thanks for joining us again here on Tributaries.
It's an absolute delight to be with you today, and looking forward to it.
We just heard a little bit of the first download. Tell us how this project came about.
Well, I was a university professor and took a sabbatical, went to Africa, and met the oldest living culture on the world, the Kalahari Bushmen. And that began a journey and a sabbatical that seemed to never end. I stayed away from the university and continued doing research of traditional healing practices and spiritual wisdom traditions all over the world for about 15 years. And that obviously changed my life. How could it not change my life?
Yes.
And now I've retired from that work in the field. And I'm sort of filled with all these stories and all these experiences. And every single one of my teachers have since passed away. I've turned 60 years of age, and I thought, how do I give what I've been blessed to receive and witness back to the world? And I thought it should be the oldest way, rather than writing it, because writing is very tricky, because our mind thinks it understands, and it thinks that understanding is the way to receive wisdom. But in fact, the oldest traditions know that it should be spoken, it should be held in music, and it should be sometimes sung and shouted and celebrated, and that the sound making is as important as the content and meanings of the words. So in the spirit, I sat down in a recording studio, I'm a jazz musician, with a keyboard, and just let it rip. And that created 8 one-hour MP3s, which we've put on our website, mojodoctors.com, that's available for free to anyone who wishes to experience this. We call it the Spiritual Classrooms, because that's a particular name that's used by many of the old wisdom traditions to refer to the experience, or I should say the context of experience, where you receive or you get downloaded spirit. You get infused with the universal life force. You can call it Kundalini, Chi, Ki, Holy Ghost, Spirit, doesn't matter. Just call it mystery. And this is something that's a visionary experience, and people don't talk about going to a university and having a college degree in the Kalahari or in some of the Caribbean islands or some of the faraway villages in South America, even here in North America. They talk about, I was taken to the classrooms, and there spirit teaches you anything, how to sing, how to be a traditional healer, or how to are seeing a design that you need to wake up and make for your skirt. So it teaches you everything from how to be a seamstress to a fashion designer to a musician to a dancer, and it comes in an invisible university called the Spiritual Classrooms. And so this is what this is called. It's 8 hours of my as best as I can conveying what was downloaded into me. Some might say it's a transmission because it's about really conveying feelings and emotions and spirited expression, again, rather than some kind of logical understanding. So there it is in a nutshell, and I wish everybody will check us out at mojodoctors.com. 8 hours of experiencing the spiritual classrooms conveyed through music, which takes you everywhere from gospel to jazz to blues to just raw improv and a few surprises in between. And it'll take you around the world from the Amazon to the Kalahari Bushmen to traditional healers, east, west, north, and south.
Yeah, hearing you say downloaded and having some of what I've listened to from those downloads, you're really getting down, and so down and loaded and downloaded. It's a great...
I love that. Yes, absolutely. That's it. You got to get down to get downloaded with this kind of spirit. This
right.
is a spirit that make you happy. It reach way down into the bottom of your soul, into the core of your heart. Open that door and say, come on in. Let it pour. We're talking about jumping off a cliff and getting in a stream, an audio stream that carries the life force stream, which, of course, is the flow of God's love, the mystery, the universal life force that's just already there. And we're in it. We just don't know it. We're pretending that we're not in it. We are. Wake up. Swim.
Yes, yes. And it's so obvious listening to your production pieces that it's totally improv and stream of consciousness, and the Kalaharis are the inventors of improv. They started this tradition.
They did. They did. In fact, in some ways, you might say that the world's first spiritual tradition was improvisation. And we know this word when we say it's being in the flow, having that flow experience, or being in the Tao. But this is where it all came from. Earliest spirited expression was being possessed by life. Life itself breathed through us. We voiced it, and our little conscious mind with its way of trying to hold on in a fixed way just sort of stepped out of the way and let the free-flowing expression of life, you know, perform itself on the world's first stage on the sand of the Kalahari.
Right, and I wonder, since you have been welcomed almost immediately into whatever culture you ventured into as a shaman and as a holder of that spiritual essence, I'm wondering if the Kalahari Bushmen, being the oldest tradition on Earth, is there a difference in the essence that separates the Kalahari Bushmen out from the other traditions, or no, would you say?
Well, you know, I'm trying to think what to say here, because it's there's so many things that could be said. But what comes up from my heart is it might be a surprise to people that all these names that differentiate one tradition from another, whether it's the world religions or the shamanic traditions, are less important than what is a core truth of them all. And the core truth is that practically every tradition that was involved in awakening our heart, spirit, and soul knew that it required being infused with great joy and feeling this rhapsodic love for all of life. And when you feel that, it's just such an ecstatic bliss knockout punch from holy light that it makes you want to be you see why people roll on the floor. And sometimes people go, well, it can't be so that a holy roller from a Pentecostal church in an old-fashioned sanctified southern town is really linked and similar to what takes place in the oldest shamanic traditions. Well, it is. It's the same exact thing. Different metaphors, but it's being seized by that kind of spirited joy. And without knowing or getting that, you're going to miss the whole show, and you're going to get just lost into an academic head trip, which I'm more than familiar with because I've spent my career in the university teaching. But we're talking about expressed feelings that you feel with a sensitive, open heart that move you to just celebrate saying yes. It really comes down to just saying yes. I'm going to live and I'm going to celebrate all that is possible in the most vibrant forms of expression. And when you celebrate with joy, with that realization, guess what? It feeds the joy, it grows, and it just becomes expansive. So this the spiritual classrooms and the performance pieces are really a way for people to hook up to the joy I felt that was infused in my life as I saw it, experienced it in traditions that have long known that you have to shout it, you have to sing it, you have to celebrate it, and you have to dance it.
Right, and just hearing you use that word expansive, that's what happens. I mean, just with a little bit of that really inner felt joy that has nothing to do with the intellect or the physical or anything that's seen. But once that other thing is felt, the expanse that happens is just so magnified into other dimensions that, you know, perhaps people have never experienced before. Or I know personally, I just am amazed at how just a little bit of that expansion just creates so much dimension in every aspect of my life and such a great knowing and direction and everything. It's just so powerful.
Precisely. I mean, we're, you know, it just can't be said enough that our entire world now, and particularly, you know, the world that pushes reading and textual understanding, the world that I make a living in the university, but all of us believe that it's about understanding. And as a result, spirituality today, and I mean the best-selling books as well as the most remote and abstract, are largely head trips. And what I would like to call for is that everybody stop reading, that people start to listen for the vibrations, listen to the expressed feelings, listen to the celebrated voice that's holding the spirit. I'm going to say something I think is revolutionary, and that is one thing I learned about spirituality. I saw as a kid watching the Johnny Carson show, of all things. And Johnny Carson had as his guest the great British actor Richard Burton. And, you know, Richard Burton had this tremendous way of voicing a performance. And so Johnny said to Richard Burton, "I've got a surprise for you." And he pulled out the phone book. He said, "Read the phone book." And Richard Burton read an alphabetical list of names from the phone book. And it was like the most transformative experience you could imagine. It was phenomenal theater. But it had no content. It was the way he delivered the words. It was his voicing of it with a, shall we say, spirited emotional carriage that enabled them to be alive and pierce one's heart, soul, and mind. Now, that's amazing. And what I took from that I later found with traditional cultures, it doesn't matter what the book is, it doesn't matter what the words are, if you're full of the spirit and you've got the juice inside of you, call it big love, call it the Holy Spirit, call it simply, I've just got chi churning around inside and out. But when you're full of this spirit, there's a vastness. So whatever you say, you can read the phone book and it will be spiritual. But if you don't have it, you can read the Upanishads, you can read the Torah, the Bible, and it'll be dead.
Well, that's
so this is important.
Yes, exactly. That's what is going on. There are so many, as we all know, self-help books, etc., and we all know that story. You have to, you know, you could call it do the work, but let's not do that. Let's call it you can have the fun. You can do the experience and enhance your life better than by reading anyone else's experience. And I know that you and Hillary Stevenson, who is partner in Mojo Doctoring, you coach health professionals to go beyond the therapy and the coaching and lackluster spirituality, as you put it. How do you approach this when you're working with someone? Because I know I've done therapy in the past, and my experience is that when I just basically saw my role as holding space, and my experience is that there is a literal snap that happens when an energetic opening happens, which can totally shift someone's life. And yet, in training, very highly academically trained therapists, it goes completely unnoticed. So how do you, in your process of teaching and being with these people, bring that about for them, help to bring that about?
Thank you for asking, because obviously it's important to, I don't think it's a surprise to anyone that the people helping professions, whether they're social work, psychiatry, psychology, psychotherapy, family therapy, coaching, whatnot, that they've largely lost complete connection to the source of inspiration that has awakened other healing traditions. And our mental health professions happens to be the youngest folk healing tradition on the planet. I mean, when you look at the Bushmen, they've been doing it for 70, 80,000 years. We're youngsters. And of course, being youngsters, we're rather, you know, naive and full of ourselves and think that we have the answer. And what we've lost is that connection to what is it that opens us up so that we might be infused with the spirit, I'm going to use that word, with mystery, so that we feel the circulation of life itself inside our being so we can improvise rather than be those who just put people inside a template and, you know, like a cookie cutter and try to fit them into some theory. So we took it on ourselves to, in addition to our practice of working with everyday people who come for help and or just want a boost in their life, we help therapists awaken their healing heart. And we do that all over the world. We've taught in almost every university in Mexico, and several in Europe, and several in Australia, and in Brazil. And therapists come, and it's interesting, in those countries, many therapists come and say, you know, my grandmother or my aunt was a traditional healer, and
yes,
and I remember how magical that was, but I went through the university, I got my license, and I feel like I'm dead when I'm with my clients. And they said, of course you are. You need to awaken your heart and have it fully be present. So we invite people, helpers, to find their way back to their heart and allow it to be fully alive, in fact, be the primary voice inside a session. And this is part of our mission.
Truths of living turned upside down is one way you put it, I know. And when you were speaking about the Kalahari, I know we've mentioned this before, but it's so amazing that part of this is, as you say, move your body and tease your mind. And both of those pieces are important, and teasing the mind is such a great place to go. It's a great way out of the seriousness of the box, or just the way we've been taught to live out of intellectuality, I guess.
Right. I think that teasing ourselves, and I mean that not being mean to one another, but the kind of, you know, loving teasing, which can be really absurd. This is a way of softening us. And by that I mean letting go of that grip the mind can easily get on top of the organization of our whole everyday life. We're such a slave to being caught inside the labyrinth of thoughts and ideas and understandings and narratives and theories and paradigms. And instead, words should be that which an actor on a stage uses to help inspire the moment, as opposed to be imprisoned. So part of getting ourselves soft, and this is the Bushman way of talking about it, is to tease ourselves mercilessly. We tease ourselves, then we become childlike, we become more tender, we become more open to feeling the matters of heart. And then we can, then we have a better chance of being struck by spiritual lightning, being pierced by that which has been waiting since the time we were born to take hold of us, to grab us, and to lift us into the spiritual universe, where we find ourselves with new eyes and new ears and new ways of speaking, when we read a book, we just can't sit still. We got to stand up and sing what we're reading if it touches us. Because if you truly feel it, you have to do something other than sit there passively and receive it like a computer getting downloaded with an algorithm. If you feel something, if you're reading Rumi, you shouldn't be sitting still. You should be standing, moving around the room and shouting it with a voice that has vibration. And you need to be able to sometimes let yourself go and sing it and shout it and sometimes just roll on the floor. Because Rumi did, and he's inviting you to do the same too.
You are in New Orleans, and it's such a perfect match for you to be there. And
yes. Exactly.
I can tell you know that very deeply.
As you're talking to me now, I'm looking out my front window, and to the right I can see Bourbon Street, and the left is Royal. We're right smack in the middle of the French Quarter, and it is the perfect place to be a contrary who invites people to celebrate and dance, even throw a hurricane party if it starts to blow the wind.
Right. But in listening to some of your downloads, you can hear not only New Orleans in you, but you can hear that you are completely surrounded both internally and externally with where you are at. And it just becomes so clear that it really invites whoever is listening, which at that time was me, to just really embrace where I am at. And regardless if the music is sounding like something you'd hear at Jazz Fest in New Orleans or something, it went beyond that into just that present moment. So it was amazing that you really got that.
Well, you know, things go in a circle. And we've already been around that part of the circle that was called New Age, and it was a wonderful ride. But guess what? The circle's now coming back to old age, and by old age, I mean we're going back to the beginnings, renewed, because it's a circular turn, and that means we're going to come in at having been new, now we're going to re-enter. And here we talk about spirituality, not as something that you find on top of a mountain. Here you find it in the swamp, and in the swamp is complexity, the contraries. That which on the one side is dancing all night and drinking, you know what kind of lightning, yet on the next morning it's in church dancing down the aisles and getting the kind of sacred water that gives you a blessing. And between the two is found a tension, found a rhythm, found a juxtaposition that creates not only improvisation but syncopation. You know, here you find the birth to the blues, the gospel, the jazz, the movement of the body, all celebrating the whole of it, not just a piece of it. Now's the time to be in New Orleans. And that's a new kind of new for those in the New Age. And that's not to say the New Age ain't a good thing. It's a wonderful thing. But now it's time for New Orleans. We'll teach you how to dance in the street and shout and say, hallelujah, I'm glad I'm alive. And down here, we do something different because it's connected to the oldest traditions, and by that I mean the mother of all mothers, the mother continent named Africa. And in Africa, what you do to yourself when you get serious about a spiritual kind of thing is you throw yourself in a pot and cook yourself. As some people say, God's got to cook you. Or as the Bushmen say, the sky god got to throw you in the pot and cook you good. So whether you want to be fried, barbecued, whatever it is, you got to get cooked to get the spirit. It's another metaphor, another contrary, absurd, teasing way to talk about all that we're each trying to fulfill ourselves in a life of spirit.
And it's away from the intellect. It is that story of our lives, and I feel like we are reaching the end of this new age, and I don't know what anyone will come up with for the next name, but it'll be fun to see what happens, and then see how long people get lost in that one, right? But
absolutely.
But beyond the intellect, you know, we started out, as you say, with story, with that Kalahari Bushman playfulness. You know, life, you have to survive in this world, but part of that survival is the laughter and being able to just be in the moment. And so to lose that to our intellect is, wow, it was a long, hard road.
Yes, we disconnected ourselves. We lost connection to the ropes that, as the Bushmen would say, the ropes of connection that go from one heart to another, by becoming so lost in the labyrinths of the mind. And the mind is a beautiful tool, but it needs to live inside the heart. And what's happened is the heart has been taken out of its own being, dissociated from its heartfelt presence, and has become an abstraction that's made a tiny thing inside the realm of mind. So then everybody's spiritual talks about the heart, but talking about the heart as an abstraction, doing so inside the castle of the mind, is just going to leave you without a single blast of bliss. What we want is a bliss blast that completely enables our heart to soar. And when you're soaring and feeling it, you can't help but getting excited and going poetic and sounding like somebody on a corner preaching about the truth, even if it's a contrary truth, even if it says, my God's a dog and your dog's a god, it doesn't matter. Spin it around, round the circle we go. We got to play like children. Then we'll find ourselves back home.
Right, and the virtual could almost be thought of as a new territory to get lost in. I was just speaking with a friend about, she's Irish, and she said when she goes back to Ireland now, many Irish pubs were the model for people that opened up Irish pubs in Europe and America. But she said now when you go back to Ireland, they're busy formatting themselves around the model that has been made in America of an Irish pub or Europe.
That's hilarious.
I know.
Boy, is that a paradigm teaching? The word you said that kills us all is that word model. As soon as you build a model, you're dead. And this is what kills therapists as well, because therapists sit around and argue over who has the best model. And so people are walking around as maps, and nobody's in the territory.
Yeah.
And this is beautifully expressed by that funny story.
We have the virtual things on the computer, and then we have that new Irish pub in Ireland. Everything is becoming facade. So maybe this will be the facade age, and then we'll break on through that again to come back once again to moving our body and teasing our mind.
That gridlock just has to be busted right open. And that's what's nice about living on a port city where there's a hurricane that blows every box, whether it's a home or building, all apart and reminds you that all this is arbitrary construction.
Yeah, I've become a surfer. Every wave is different, so you can't be ready enough, right?
That's a teacher.
Yeah.
That's a big-time teacher, and that's what it is. It's all about surfing. Improv is surfing.
In the moment.
Because it means, you know, it's not just doing anything you want. You've got to be with that which is doing everything it wants, and it includes you. You're not separate from it. And when the two of you are one, you're going to have one heck of a ride.
And one fantastic smile.
Yes.
Dr. Bradford Keeney, join him for 8 downloads of the Praise House, Mojo Clinic, Spiritual Spa, Chi Cabaret. Call it what you like. It's at mojodoctors.com. And for any guest information, to listen to archives and share resources, it's tributariesradio.wordpress.com. I'm Robin Clare. Thanks for staying tuned.